a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, September 17th, 2023, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that teaches you how to take control of your health, focusing on accurate, up-to-date health advice that is not paid for, brainwashed into, nor loyalty to any institution except honesty. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and joining me is the copycat of Joe Rogan, PhD of Eastridge, the potential could have been boxing champ of this area. We just finished a long conversation. Good morning, Clint.
Good morning, and let's set the record straight. If by boxing champ, you mean I could have gone down that road and been beat up by more people, then absolutely, because everybody that I hang out with this is a boxer just giggled at that one, like, that dude, what are we doing? But I do enjoy hitting the heavy bag. We talked about that a lot.
And I'm going to talk about my little heavy bag.
I saw the video. It looked great.
But we got an exciting show. I'm going to talk about some studies on Alzheimer's, green tea. I've learned of a side effect of green tea that was quite shocking. We'll discuss a little bit more than normal on COVID, and some information on heartburn pills and the risk involved. And lastly, a story. I'm going to start trying to compile some memory stories of many people, my clients over 44 years, who've made the complete turnaround from very poor health to very optimal through the use of certain information, empowerment, and changes in their life. And I've got a great story of a guy who had extremely high liver enzymes and it was not figured out by anybody else. But at this point, I want to talk about, I posted on Facebook, I had a reunion with one of my loves of my life.
And
it's not two-legged. Nope, not four-legged either.
I was going to say, you bought some, you get awkward real quick. Let's get to it. What are we talking about, Mr. Sir?
The old heavy bag.
Yep, I saw the video.
I've spent my whole life lifting weights, but my true love athletically was being a boxer. Mm-hmm. And I got a black belt in taekwondo back in the day because it was more safe. And when you're married and you got a kid, you kind of think you need to do kind of
something
safe stuff,
safer things.
And being a boxer wasn't really on the agenda of what we call safe.
Right.
So I didn't follow it. But I did train under Robert Harris. We just talked about him. He was a middleweight champ of the world in kickboxing. Was that correct?
I think so. Yeah. Well, it was karate. I know that.
Okay.
Because when I took it for a year or two at UKS Studios when I was 15 or 16, Eddie Helms was the instructor there, owned it, and then he left. And Robert Harris and someone else came in. I cannot believe I'm missing the name. But, yeah, he was a big-time guy. Robert was.
Well, on my Facebook, I've got about 30 seconds. That was the very first time in 2.5 years that I have hit the heavy bag. And I really love it. Can't wait to get back. Still got some recuperation on the double hip replacement. My hips are great. It's just the legs are stiff and the heel. I jump so much rope, as you know, Clint. Mm-hmm. Most boxers jump rope a lot. And I always say this. There's only two athletic things that I think I was gifted for, and that was chin-ups and that was jumping rope. It wasn't lifting weights. It really wasn't boxing, but I could jump rope like a crazy guy, and I could do chin-ups. Mm-hmm. So I jumped probably too many jump ropes on concrete without good shoes, probably. Didn't know enough about it. Did you jump a lot of rope?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love jumping rope. I mean, I did, like I said, at least 3 days a week, I'm jumping rope for at least 1,000 turns or more just to get it. Sometimes it's just to warm it up. But, yeah, it's one of those things that if you think you're in shape, go jump rope.
Exactly.
Go do a boxing workout. Mm-hmm. We've talked about that. It'll change your definition of what shape is, being in shape is, because it is it's very trying. It'll test you.
It's not like a treadmill on 6.0
at all. No, it's very trying.
Not negating the benefit of that treadmill.
There's benefits to all activity. It's just the varying degrees.
Well, Dr. Peter Thiel's book, and I'll quit talking about it soon. I finished again the 500-page book. He talks about the importance of the number one number that will correlate with your longevity and lesser mortality is VO2 max. And VO2 max is the way the oxygen can be exchanged through the lungs. And you don't do this unless you hit a peak pulse rate, heartbeat, and a lot of breathing on short burst. Yep. Well, nothing's better than jumping rope and or hitting a heavy bag to me. So I'm hoping to build my VO2 max by doing this heavy bag. Again, I'm limited somewhat with the twists and turns of my hips, but I did fairly well, didn't I?
You did. I saw the video, and nothing, I'm not going to say anything you don't already know, but I'm 9 years post left hip replacement. Mm-hmm. Your turns and flexibility will get so much better. It'll be night and day between now and next year. Six months from now.
Really?
Yeah. Your mobility, because as much as you work out, if you keep stretching and stuff, you'll be fine. It'll come back to you. Absolutely.
Well, we're going to talk. I want you to tell a little bit of your story that we talked about kind of like your self-counseling therapy that you did, not to this segment, but in second or third, because it was a beautiful story of how you helped your own self through therapy by hitting a heavy bag during very difficult times of your life, and how it really was the medicine for your soul. So I want you to cover that, but in a little bit later.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to say that, and I don't preach anything, but I do talk somewhat consistently about the bacteria in your teeth and gums.
Can I correct you?
What?
You do preach a little bit.
Oh,
you preach a little bit. I mean, let's not just absolve you from no preach. You preach a little bit.
I will have to agree.
Okay, thank you. Back to the gums and teeth and things.
Yes, ma'am.
You're about to make us all go. Go ahead. I know it's coming.
No, we got it. When they did studies on heart disease and bacteria in our teeth, they pretty much found that you can lessen cardiovascular disease by approximately 24% if you go to the dentist every 6 months and get that bacteria removed. Because here's the deal. It harbors in the gums probably easier than almost any place else. It gets fed by the sugars and the acidity. It's moist. It's dark. And so I went to a new dentist. And I went to Dr. Otis, O-T-I-S, in Collegedale.
Okay.
And I was so pleased. They did a wonderful cleaning job. Just a very gentle man who's willing to be flexible. I don't want a dentist to say, okay, you really need to do fluoride. And I say, no, I really don't want to. Well, that's our policy. I walk away from that. I'm not going to be forced to do things I don't want. And he did everything I wanted. I said, now, if I do need a cavity filled, I don't want mercury. He said, yes, sir. We quit using mercury long ago.
Right.
And the one reason I went to him is a friend of mine, Blaine Reynolds. I think you might know Blaine. He's a customer of the store, but he worked for me for years at Nutrition World. Then he went and became a dentist. So I asked him about 3, 4, 5 months ago. I said, what do you recommend? He said, well, when I see work that is so exceptional, I can usually point to one guy who does it. He says, Dr. Otis. So
wow.
That's the kind of guy I want to go to.
I have a question, though. Yeah. A little side note on this. Did you have to take an antibiotic before you went to the dentist? Because I did. I do. If you have that. Oh, you're looking. Oh. Wow. Okay.
Hey.
Backing off to another topic, sir. Continue on.
We are.
Look at that smile.
No.
Look at that smile.
Okay.
I like that smile. You see, this is why I'm a good coach. You don't get many people that push back on you like that. I didn't know. I have to do it every time I go to the dentist.
You said you have to do it. No one puts that pill into your freaking mouth, Clint, and that gives you a glass of water. No, you don't.
You're preaching a little bit, but go ahead.
So that is the way it is, yes. Okay, so here's my joke of the day.
Okay,
it cost me about, I think, $140 for that whole visit.
Right.
But it ended up costing me almost $400. You know why?
Why?
I was sitting there in the chair, and I had my $300 eyeglasses on my lap, and they fell off, and they had this massive scratch on the front. So it just irritated me because I just left like a day ago. So I'm looking on my why can't I clean my glasses? Well, it's because I dropped them on the daggum floor. No big deal. I'll get them fixed.
Okay.
Want to tell you, I got you a gift here.
Oh, wow.
You were in the store the other day, and you were having a little panic. We just got Covix RX spray is the iodine spray that I have such faith in. It's, as the ad says here, it's an additional layer of protection against colds, flus, viruses, RSV, bacteria. It's goes to the nose every 6 hours, and nothing can live through the presence of iodine. Nothing. That's why it sterilizes medical equipment.
What am I doing right now?
Oh, yes. He's opening. He's
opening,
got an addiction to this.
I don't have an addiction, but I haven't had it today. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Study on Utah State University for antiviral research, June 2021. In under 45 seconds, Covix RX destroyed 99.9% of SARS-CoV-2, 100% of the rhinovirus, which is common cold, 100% of type B flu, and 94.9% of HRV-14, which is the recent upper respiratory problem that goes around. And lastly, as stated in the Journal of American Medical Association on 9/17 of 2020, povidone iodine was proven to inactivate, this is another study, SARS-CoV-2 within 15 seconds in vitro. So that's pretty darn cool.
So let me give you my mental take on this.
Yeah.
First of all, there's such a thing as called viral load. So it doesn't guarantee something's not going to get through, but it helps me be assured that maybe it's not as much. Mm-hmm. And you know something else, a side effect of this?
What?
It has helped me, even though I still fail at a lot, to concentrate more on breathing through my nose.
Oh.
Because if I'm not breathing through my nose, it can't work as effectively.
No.
As I, and so I'm a lot of times I'll be, I'm doing my mouth breathing.
There you go.
Breathe through your nose.
And mouth breathing will destroy your health modestly. Not terribly, but I read a book by Nelson called Breath. I encourage anyone to read that who wants to change their life. But how cool is that? And we were out for about 2 weeks just got it an hour before I came over here. So I wanted to keep little Clint happy.
Thank you. Well, the doctor of East Ridge has got to stay healthy, man.
That's right. You're trying to help too many people with all your multiple podcasts.
Absolutely.
So now's the time to tell. What is your podcast?
During the Break Podcast, DuringTheBreakPodcast.com. Crimecast with former Chattanooga Police Chief David Roddy. Dayfire Podcast with the guy that used to own Rock Creek Outfitters, Dawson Wheeler. And then Of Mine For the People with my buddy Eric Buchanan and Matthew Durham. Thank you very much,
sir. All right,
sir.
Cool. Yeah. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, I want to cover some of those other points I mentioned. Plus, I have 3 pages of information that I'm excited to share, which we won't get through all of that, but some new kind of headlines in the news that I want to discuss that you don't normally read, because I'm the one who's searching under the rug for all the
I'm doing it right now. I'm spraying my nose.
He's snorting right now.
Right, here we go.
Okay, good. All right, so all that when we come back, more, and as we continue with Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
NASCAR fans, listen up. NASCAR is a sport where testosterone is a must. Optimize You has got you covered. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels, because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Clint Powell. Want to ask you, I'd like to talk about the places I eat, at least one place every show.
Okay.
A location came into my memory banks that had been left for many years, and it was back in my married days. My daughter and my ex-wife now, we would go there at least once a week, and it's just the countryest of country places. It's in Red Bank off of, I think, Dayton Boulevard.
Countryside?
No. Lily Mays.
Oh, Lily Mays. Yeah, yeah.
Have you eaten there?
Is it on the other end of Red Bank?
Way off.
I've eaten there. When I used to work over at the other radio station close to Signal Mountain, we used to go there probably once a month.
And again, you can make wise choices and you can make pathetic choices anywhere you get almost. But I actually, we had breakfast there, and I will have to say it's one of the best country breakfasts I have had in a long time.
It's a good place.
They know how to cook eggs. I'm telling you, great unsweet tea, phenomenal coffee, and it just was what I wanted.
Yeah,
it's a good place. I can't wait to go back. So Lily Mays, I would recommend that.
Shout out.
And they have some, you know, decent vegetables on a regular basis every single day, Monday through Friday. Realize on Sunday they didn't have vegetables, because I was going to Marlene's place, Countryside, on Mahan Gap Road, which usually that's a Sunday, because they have amazing vegetables up there. They actually get local when they can. And I don't eat it because I know it's not really good for me. Or not, when I say not really, it's not good for me. Fried okra. It's the best fried okra next to grandma's that I have ever had in my life.
My mom makes the best
fried okra. Have you had?
No.
Well, it would be as close as you could get to that. It really would be. The client that I want to talk about, this gentleman came to me, and I can't be practicing medicine. I don't pretend to do that, but I do go very straightforward to try to empower people to know what other options they have that they may not have looked into. So this gentleman, he's about 52 years old, and he was distraught. He's married, had great health his whole life, but he started having rising liver functions, and it got to a point where I start getting concerned if it's 50 or 60 on a blood test. That's for ALT, AST, and there's another one, alkaline phosphatase. But 50 to 60 is showing the liver is pretty stressed out. So he started going into the hundreds, and then he went into the 500s. He went into the 1,000. I had never personally witnessed any ALT, ASTs at that level. So because they had been previous and regular customers, clients of Nutrition World, his wife called and or emailed and said, could you see my husband? And I said, well, I'm always happy to try to inform and empower people. That's what I do. So he comes to me, and he'd been through liver specialist already, not just regular GPs.
Right.
And the gentleman said, I'm clueless. Don't have any idea. I don't know why this is happening. And of course, at first, and I can see this, he took him off all supplements, thinking it was the supplements. He wasn't on that many. But
you want to make sure, too, there's something not skewing the blood work, body's having a reaction. So
but
I can understand
normally
that.
They are going to blame the supplements because they're anti-supplement. So that's not really fair, because it's very rare that happens. Very rare.
Right.
So he was off supplements, off everything, didn't take any drugs. Enzymes continued to go up. I said, okay, here's your issue right here. In my opinion, you probably will have extremely high ferritin levels. Ferritin is storage iron. It's not serum iron. You never get a ferritin test at a doctor's office because they do not understand the implications of many blood tests for longevity and optimal health. They understand them for acute care and for figuring out what's wrong with you in most cases. But in this case, they would never think of ferritin. Ferritin should be about 60 on a man. His ferritin was about 2,000. That means his storage iron was so high that it was poisoning the liver. I said, here's your cure. I got it right here. Here's what I'm going to tell you or recommend you to do. Just go to Blood Assurance immediately and start giving blood. Get a prescription to give it every 4 weeks instead of every 8 to 12. And I really feel like you're going to be fine. Well, 3 months later, his enzymes were completely normal.
What?
Completely back to 30s. Now, I did have him listen to my podcast on The Holistic Navigator on iron overload, because we go through a list of, if you're cooking on cast iron skillets, you got to stop that. If you're doing vitamin C with red meat, we got to stop that. You got to look at every protein bar and every bowl of cereal that you eat, because every bowl of cereal has 18 grams of iron.
Okay, so how much iron should you take in on a daily basis?
18 milligrams. That's, and you can get a bowl, going by memory now, a bowl of total cereal is 18 milligrams of iron. So your one bowl of cereal is giving you already too much iron, feeds bacteria and viruses, it increases cancer rates, and it damages your body.
That's a fantastic story. Can I ask you an ancillary question on the blood work? Is the people that do your blood work, this is a personal question, because I've got a family member that lives out of town that comes in town. What's my daughter? She wants to get the blood panel because she's into this now. And she wants to get that done. Is that something that, is that blood work place that, are they near you? Or are they someplace else?
Yeah, they're on the lower level.
Yeah.
Be Well
okay.
Labs.
That's what I need to
and
know.
And that's where this gentleman went to get
Because I'm
going to
schedule
ferritin.
Her. I'm going to schedule the whole, I want to get her the Mac Daddy blood work.
Well, if you want the Mac Daddy, well, if you go to NutritionW.com and hit the blood testing at the top of the screen, I have a little video by myself, and we also, Marlene, who owns the lab, I don't own it, it's completely separate. She talks about and writes about what is necessary if you want the Big Daddy, or you just do the Little Daddy.
Well, she wants to know all of the minerals, and she's ready to have a base starting place, so she knows where she's at on everything. So if something goes wrong down the road or right, she knows where it's at and where it's not.
I love that.
I do too. I didn't mean to pull away from your customer story, but
that is thinking way ahead. Now, I will say that most of the people between 20 and 25. They're still blessed with the youthfulness gene going on, and they can do pretty bad things and not be terrible. But me saying that, the last three young people, it was looked like they were 65-year-old blood work and not 23-year-old, because I think the toxicities of our world are growing, not lessening. And they all admitted they eat terrible. They just do.
She's tracking she's meal prepping now. She just changed her major to nutrition.
Did she?
Yeah.
I'm proud. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so she's in it now. She's actually putting other people on meal plans if they ask her to. That's how good she's getting at it.
Well, she's got a passion now.
Yes, she does.
Something that's within herself.
There is a chance she might even be asking you for summer work next year. And she's a beast. So.
Well, I know her boxing skills, and I'm not going to mess with that girl. I don't go around wishing for things. I just think they evolve as they need to teach me lessons. But I wish my daughter had some skills like your daughter, because she's like all other girls. She wouldn't know how to throw a punch or kick or fight if someone attacks her, and it scares me sometimes.
Well, I can make you feel a little better, because I have a strange feeling that your daughter has been around you enough that she knows that there are soft spots of the body, the eyes, the throats, and other soft spots God gave people. I have a strange feeling she would naturally gravitate towards theirs. And I will say this. Hell hath no fury like a woman for a reason. That seems a reason. I would rather fight many, many, many men than piss off a woman and get her to come. Because have you seen the viral video of the daughter that went into the porta potty of the two girls beating up her mother? So when we go to the next break, I'm going to send you this video. And this will be good mental health. It's good for us to see that people get what they got coming to them. You'll love the video.
Well, I fought some women as a police officer and despised it.
Good Lord.
Oh, my gosh. And these were back before video times. I didn't worry about getting in trouble, but those flinging of arms and that.
Scratching. Oh, my God. Now, your daughter is going to be all right, I have a feeling. I think she's driver enough to take care of herself.
And I want to say that she came last week and did the Vital Health Radio show.
Yeah, it sounded great.
And I was very proud of her. She's a great speaker and is so full of knowledge, especially pointing toward women's issues more than any other. And just is learning constantly about her own challenges, which helps other people.
Well, the one thing she did that I think a lot of people have appreciated is when she was going through the pregnancy and the motherhood part, which I know she's still a mother, but with kids really small. A lot of women just forget, I'm not saying it's intentional, but whatever you put in your body goes to the child. And I think she was very conscious of that. That's why she's got that page. I think she knew that whatever I'm putting, rolling on my skin, spraying on my skin, eating, drinking, all of those things, supplements, all of that stuff is being just transported to my child. And it's probably going to affect them differently than it will me, or maybe the same. And my child may, and I thought that was pretty astute of her as a young age.
It sounds so common sense, but we don't connect the soaps and the
shampoos,
chlorine in the waters,
and the fluoride.
We just don't. And she does, because she's well read, and it does make a difference in the development of that child.
Absolutely.
One story that she told me last week, her younger boy, he kind of stopped wanting to eat much. And he's a big boy and just happy all the time, never upset, just lovely, lovely spirit. But he started eating less and less. Well, she starts noticing, because a mother that's informed will be better than a physician, because a physician sees that kid for 15 minutes every few months or a couple times a year. The mother's there every single day.
Mm-hmm.
So Katie knows enough to know that if you start getting dark circles under the eye, there's two things that you look for: thyroid dysfunction and anemia. So what does she do? Well, okay, let's give some iron. We could do blood testing, but that's a little bit more aggressive. Let's just give some iron. Within 3 days of giving some children's iron, his appetite went completely back to normal, and he had not been eating for 3 months. So this wasn't a weekend thing.
Right.
And within 3 days, it went completely back. And I must say, it's really odd. Sometimes we're better at taking care of other people than ourselves. I've been having some afternoon fatigue that's not quite normal. It's manageable. I don't like it. I drug through it. But when I eat supper, I start feeling better. But about 2 o'clock, I started getting really tired. And I remembered that Dr. Higgins told me about 3 months ago, he stopped by the store. He said, "Ed, you don't realize how much blood you lost in that surgery for your double hip replacement." Well, I didn't think, I just didn't think I needed blood, because he didn't give me any blood. He wanted not to, because he's very cognizant of the somewhat risk of that. So I go down and get blood work at Be Well, Marlene's, and I am very low. I mean, ferritin should be 60. I'm 28. My storage iron, if I had to have surgery right now, it would be risky, because I don't have enough iron, and I'm almost anemic with the total iron. So I've started taking iron, first time in my life.
How long have you been taking it?
2 days.
Feeling a little better already? Or
I do think I am.
Maybe by the weekend or whenever you record this, a couple more days.
I'll be whipping your butt in the gym.
I run. I'm pretty quick. You can't run with those hips
now. I can't run, brother.
So you ain't catching me now. I've got one good hip, and you've got two good ones, but that'll be the saddest race ever, won't it? Limping through parking lots.
You said you had one good hip, but you also have one bad hip.
I have a terrible hip. That's what I'm saying. I'll be limping, and you'll be just stiff-legging it, and he'll be like, "What the hell are those two people doing out there? That's a weird-looking dance."
It'd be like one of those potato sack races or something.
Yeah, I only have one leg in, though.
Hey, I know this is completely off target about health, has nothing to do with it, but I purchased a ring about a year ago from a company called Patrick Adar, and it's really cool because they make this ring that has what's called a glowstone in it. So at night, this thing glows so bright, I can't read by it, but it's for some reason soothing to me, because it's like an eternal light. It reminds me just of calmness and things. But they sent an email last month that they have what they call a cremation ring. So you can have the ashes of your loved one put on a ring just like this. I thought it's cool. He's giving me the daggum smirk like, that is sick. But I think it's cool. But I'd also do well with mortality.
I think I've got a better one than that.
What?
You want to hear me one up you?
Well, go ahead.
I think we should. I want to do the one where you become the sand and the hourglass of games that you play, so you can still play in games with your family. You know, like when you turn it upside down and the ashes are running through. Look, Dad's there. Look at him playing with us.
That is beyond common. That's just ridiculous.
I think that would be good.
Clint.
It's no more ridiculous than sticking me in a ring. I say it out loud, does that make sense?
No, because when people play games, they're happy. You're not going to take grandpa and be happy.
I don't know.
Stupid game.
It might be good if the dog eats it or something. That'd be kind of weird. But so, whatever.
If there's anybody out there looking for a job as a co-host, just send your resume
apparently
in.
Apparently, you don't have to have many standards. It's not going to be hard to get this job, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, you're so silly. So silly. Got to start talking a little bit about COVID. And then next segment, I want you to talk about this boxing
thing
that you really, really eloquently
The COVID
shared.
Is coming back.
It is coming back. We know that.
Yeah.
My daughter said one of her friends who works at one of the insurance companies said there was like 7 months. She did not process one single claim. Now, in the past 2 months, she's now processing 7 to 10 claims a day.
Yeah.
But what I posted on Facebook of Vital Health Radio, what we call the Frontline Doctors Protocol. It's now been removed. There's still censoring going on. I didn't think it was.
But
I looked before I came, and it wasn't on there. But if anyone wants to know what I think is the most current and well-researched, grounded, very objective information of what do you do if you start feeling poor and you think it's it or you're tested for it, just Google Frontline Doctors COVID. There is one for immediate treatment, and there's one for long COVID.
Yeah.
And I'm just telling you, they have it down now to a science. During part of the early COVID, it was kind of iffy, but it's not iffy now. Exactly based on your weight, everything from black seed oil to ivermectin to you name it.
Olive leaf? Tell me olive leaf.
No,
olive leaf? Okay. No. So I take all kinds of stuff. If I start feeling bad, I take the olive leaf in the morning. What's the oregano spray?
Yes.
It drops under my tongue. Yes. Man, I'm throwing everything at it.
Well, I'm too, because we don't know what it is most of the time. I'm going to do it like it would if we were attacking or being attacked by country and by their military. I'm going to throw everything we got.
The air, the land, the sea.
That's right.
I'm taking the, I've got the NAC, NAD, quercetin, zinc. My gosh.
I love you.
If it's coming, listen, if it gets me, it's going to fight for it. I can tell you that. It's going to jump the hurdles,
God. What a good attitude.
Absolutely.
And to kind of comment on your first question that made me feel awkward earlier about the teeth, I took olive leaf, brother. I took olive leaf.
At least you don't hold a grudge. That was like 30 minutes ago. Okay.
So I took olive leaf. So we're not, because I was asked the question, did you take, you know what, before we do this? And I said, I lied. I said, yes, I did. I completely lied.
No, you took Nature's.
Okay, I didn't completely lie.
You did
completely
lie.
Thank
That's God's. That's Nature's one of their antibiotic.
It is. There's books
herbs.
Written that uses the word olive leaf antibiotic in the same title.
Then
thank
you
very
not,
much, Clint.
You did not lie.
Gosh, I'm gonna sleep better tonight.
Yeah, you did not lie. You lied according to man-made medical terms, but not to God's, sir.
You'd be a good attorney to defend me. You may have to.
Ladies and gentlemen, we rest. We're done.
All right. It is time to take a break. When we come back, got a cool story that Clint's going to talk about kind of self-therapy and what really pulled him out of the darkness during a certain period of his life. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Are you ready for college football? Are you ready for SEC college football? College Football Radio, presented by Medicare MISTI, is where you need to be. This year's college football season requires two radio stations to bring you all the action from the SEC, starting Friday, August 25th at 7 p.m. on Rock 105, and our brand new home beginning Saturday, August 26th at 8 a.m. on 103.7 KISS FM. That's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare MISTI on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM, a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at silverdalebc.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter
each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
A great radio show about all things Chattanooga. Don't miss it.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there.
ADS Security can do that for you.
ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you. It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms. Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here with my partner, Clint Powell. Before he tells his story that he told me earlier that was so impressive, I want to talk a couple things that I did say I was going to cover. One of those is about the heartburn pills. We don't know about Prilosex and all the over-the-counters. Used to be prescription, now they're not. But I have tried with podcasting and with information and with speaking over the many, many years of how relatively dangerous these things are long term, how wonderful they are in short term when you have gastritis or you have something going on of great discomfort. But more than 2 weeks, it should never have been used. It's actually labeled that way, but yet no one pays any mind to the label. So they're prescribed for year after year. Well, heartburn pills like Prilosec, they're actually improperly prescribed 75% of all cases, and they're linked to osteoporosis, infections, and nutrient deficiencies. And pepsin and integument, though, are what's called H2 blockers, which are much healthier. And I've recommended those for people trying to wean off of the Prilosec. You have to wean off. It's going to take you 3 months to get off. And I've got many reasons why that happens if you want to ask me about that. But ginger tea is one of the things that this new study said accelerates gastric emptying, which helps heartburn. So doing ginger tea or ginger capsules can help start that process to feel better. Then lastly, the other is, which was surprising to me, and I'm not one to believe, oh, just because I'm in the industry of natural products that everything is perfect, very few things have side effects. No, there's more side effects than sometimes I want to think there are. But again, to empower ourselves with information is the key. Well, this study, green tea, which I'm humongously connected to the health benefits of green tea. I actually drink matcha tea. We sell it at Nutrition World as a concentrate of green tea, and it actually was used by the emperors back 1,000 years ago, and I put that in my protein drink every day.
Does that got chocolate in it or cocoa or something
in it?
No,
it does not.
Okay, good, because I just don't like that. Yeah. That's the reason I've never tried it. I always thought it was some sort of derivative.
But it has theanine, which calms you down with a natural also stimulant.
I'm coming by to get some.
It's really cool. It's just called matcha, and it's really green. I don't know if there's this thing called intuitive addiction, but there's a few things that I do nutritionally that sends a signal to my intuition that this is called for. This is a friend of mine. This is something I want to keep doing. Matcha is one of those. Well, but here's the other thing about green tea, which we will include matcha. The drug Avista, which is a medication used to treat osteoporosis and reduce the risk of invasive breast cancer in postmenopausal women, as well as treat schizophrenia. But in a trial of 16 adults, they drank a single cup of green tea, and it lowered the absorption of the drug by 60%. That's pretty scary, because if very, very necessary, you drop 60% with one drop, one cup of green tea. That's pretty, you know, it's not 6%, it's 60%.
Yeah.
And then lastly, face mask study by the Cochrane study. Now, the Cochrane is, it seems like that's the one group that everybody tends to respect. It's not leaning too far to the right, not leaning too far to the left. They have been quoted by everything from both sides of the political array.
Right.
But the Cochrane study, led by 12 researchers from esteemed universities around the world, compared the use of surgical and medical masks to wearing no mask. The review found that wearing a mask may make little or no difference in how many people caught a flu-like illness / COVID illness. This was 9 studies of 276,917 people. Again, probably makes little or no difference about how people are being infected.
I heard a podcast on that study.
Did you?
Yeah, and it was, they were, actually, if you listen, Dr. Fauci was confronted with that study. And he goes, well, on an individual level, it can make a difference if someone, and the guy was like, yeah, but you gave suggestions based off mass, not on an individual level. As an individual person, they can make that decision, but that's not the suggestions that were given by the CDC. And he had zero. So it's a very interesting video and podcast. So if anybody wants, just all you got to do is Google Fauci mass podcast or video. It pops right up. It was on a news thing, and then they transformed it over to a podcast. So yeah, they talked about that study a little bit.
And it's good to finally see that conversation happening without it being pulled off or demonized.
It truly has. Yeah. Well, Clint and I were talking earlier about, we just talked about working out and hitting the heavy bag, and he starts explaining to me about how he used the heavy bag as a therapeutic tool to move through some of your darkness with a certain hard period of your life. Yeah. So kind of talk about that, because here's the thing. I think, you know, we're in a world where sometimes we think, and I think the marketing and of services is, you need to always go pay for the helper, the fixer, the rescuer. And if we're always looking for the rescuer outside of ourself, we can be a victim the rest of our life. Because, yes, I need a rescuer to fix my hips. I need someone if I'm really in dire straits. And I'm not putting down skilled listeners. Right. Counselors do very good, but sometimes that's a treadmill of hearing, of repeating the same stories over and over, which we need to get out. We all have stories that need to be told, but there's things beyond that. Tell me about your hitting the heavy bag.
Yeah, so this will I won't take long, but this will kind of scratch both itches right here, because I did go to therapy and counseling, and the issue I came with is, first of all, it costs money, which is fine. They are very effective, coaching and therapy. I went through both. It was after a divorce. I wasn't, you know, expecting. And it was years and years ago. But what I found was, in between those sessions, first of all, I can't pay forever. Mm-hmm. It's too expensive. Second of all, there's days, weeks in between. You just, it's not like you go and you have this, you know, halo of protection around you for the next 2 weeks. So I got back into the gym, and I'd always found my solace, like you, in weightlifting and being athletic somehow. That's where I would go get my stuff out. Well, I found the heavy bag again that I used to hit all the time up until I got married, and I just found it. And I remember I went into a friend of mine, the gym up down at YCAP, and Joe and Andy Smith were really nice. I'd let me come in, went down there, and started hitting the bag. And I just remember the bag all of a sudden became, after a week or two, my therapy. I've had this quote that I developed that just said, God only knows if it's sweat or tears. In other words,
I love that.
Yeah. If you hit it, if you're hitting that bag and you're hitting it right and your heart rate's up and you're sweating, there's many, 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 many mornings I was crying and sweating at the same time, because all the thoughts are going through your head. I'm losing my family, you're a failure, all of the things that you go through. And it doesn't have to be this. It can be after a loss or anything. Mine happened to be a divorce. And, I found comfort there. And you asked me, you know, we were talking about what you end up fighting. Listen, I was cussing God, and God was loving me back during that whole thing. And so what I ended up realizing about a month or two into it, what I was fighting was, I did not want to become the bitter guy that was known by the divorce, or known by whatever insert pain here is for you or me. And people find this on the hiking trails. They find it in the weightlifting. I found mine in the heavy bag. And I realized that every time I was fighting that bag and I was mad at God, I was really fighting the guy that I was going to become 5 years down the road, the bitter me. Every time I would fight it, and that voice would stand up and say, this is who you are now. This is how you have failed. This is why you should be mad. Blah, blah, blah. I would take that man to task on the heavy bag. And it became a fight between me and that guy, that future bitter dude that I refused to let happen. And between me and God, we sorted that out. And I still fight that all the time. And I probably should have been fighting that beforehand. I might have got into the problem, the issue of the miscommunication and all the marital issues to begin with. But to your point, the heavy bag became the place that I would go. And me, that future jerk in the mirror that I did not want to become, and God, we drew lines in the sand with each other, a three-way mirror, and we just had at it for an hour at a time, about 5 days a week.
What basic wisdom that is, because I just see that your ego part, the part that was self-destructive within your own.
And we all have it.
We all have it. And we sometimes it controls us so fully that you cannot intellectually talk it off the cliff. Mm-hmm. You will not, cannot. You go to counseling. Yes, you're important. It helps.
Yeah.
But then 2 days later, here comes that voice again. You don't have the counselor. You're not sitting there any longer. Mm-hmm. We don't want to have to medicate it away, because that basically makes it numb. It doesn't go away. It goes to sleep within you. And what you did was, you actually brought it out. You said, come join me right here. here at this moment, and we're just going to have it out, my ego and the other parts. There's a book that I've just listened to called Whole Brain Living by Jill Bolte Taylor. She's the lady who had the stroke in her bedroom. There was a brain scientist, mm-hmm. and she watched her left hemisphere dissolve, which means that her right hemisphere took over, which is the part of our cosmic connection, the love for universe, everything that has to do with nothing to, with your ego. So there wasn't about she kind of lost who she was. Mm-hmm. Jill was gone, the part that was caring and compassionate. You, and she calls them characters 1, 2, and 3, and 4. 3 and 4 are the ones that are of the right hemisphere.
Right.
And that's the ones that are more sense connected to the groundedness of cosmic love and love for ourselves,
yeah.
not just for the universe. You had both. You connected with both of those through boxing because the character 1 and 2, which is all about accomplishment, your role, your value in life, your self-devaluation, all of that came from the left hemisphere. You brought both hemispheres out.
Well, and two, what I ended up feeling is the anger towards God, the anger towards myself, the anger towards whoever else was involved in the relationship. All those, that anger, the disappointment, the sadness, just I'm trying to think of the disgust.
Yeah.
That emptiness, it was empty. Now, it filled back up. That's why I had to go back. But over time, I still went, mm-hmm. but it was in wanting to maintain because that was emptying it on a daily basis. I had to go somewhere.
Well, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Did you go to the bag with something in mind or did you let it flow out?
No. I just went to the bag. The first day I went to the bag, I think I told you this, I was hitting the bag I put earphones or headphones in, and I was hitting the bag where most people would set the timer to 1 minute, 2 or 3 minute rounds, wait 30 seconds or a minute. The first couple of months I was going, I didn't really have rounds. Mm-hmm. I mean, I literally started and 20 minutes later, constant, I mean, just without mm-hmm. stopping, and you're sitting down and literally you're making sweat angels on the floor. I mean, that's what snow angels are, sweat angels.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I realized, oh, I feel better. I can get through the waves of pain because pain comes in waves. And when the waves came, I felt stronger to take it because I dealt with it that morning.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I went twice a day.
Did you?
Oh, God. I bet you the first 6 months, 3 or 4 days a week, I was once in the morning. I was back at night.
I loved it.
I was back at night. I refused. I just didn't want to become that guy. I'd seen too many lives that mm-hmm. every time you talk to them, it's, let me tell you what, let me be negative about it.
Victim.
And it's 5 years ago. And I'm like, I can't be that guy. My kids deserve better. I deserve better. Life is too damn mm-hmm. short. And that's my experience.
And you self-empowered yourself for your own self-healing, along with people who also helped you along that journey.
Oh, I had
but here's the deal.
Great surrounders.
The physiological explanation of that, it really comes down to the parasympathetic, sympathetic nervous system. Well, the sympathetic is like a gas pedal. The parasympathetic is the brake. And we can access that through proper breathing if we're trying to calm the system down.
Mm-hmm.
We can do it by jumping in a pool of cold water because
right.
it will shift the focus from your emotions in some other direction that be more comfortable. Well, you did it with pressing yourself as you are thinking about it. And see, that's what I love. It's like that, you know, when we grew up, your parents may have said, well, if you're mad, go take a pillow and beat the
do
bed.
Something, do
but
something,
it's the same philosophy. And I don't know. I think sometimes we think in a society that, you know, it's violent. It's not violent. It's a heavy bag. It's not a person or an animal, even though the image may be some of that. But you are beating a destructive part of you that keeps speaking too loudly.
Well, and it's where this is for those out there believe in God, and I do, in Christianity, and that's what I am. And I'm a failed one. Don't look at me as the example, please. But I real life, I found that God meets you where you're at. And that's he met me there, and he let me be mad. He let me be that angry dude for a minute. And I realized he still loved me anyway. And that's a hard thing to accept when you don't feel lovable, to realize that's still there. That was another part of that conversation. So,
I love it.
Yeah.
Anyway. Love it. Love it. And the thing that I'm so impressed by is, and I'm just guessing this, you didn't read this anywhere. No one told you to do it. Your intuition saw that heavy bag in your old house and said, it's time to pull this bad boy out.
It was that, I call it my beast in the basement. So I do podcasts on this before. That was my beast in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
And I went and talked with him every damn day.
Love it.
Yeah.
I encourage anyone who's listening that has hard times, find your beast in the basement.
Don't lock the door. Go talk to it.
There you go. And use physical toward it in some expressive way, not destructive, but mm-hmm. in a way that's helping you to elevate the open door to let it out and to come to peace with that other persona within you. Yeah. You're so right, because if we lock that other persona in a closet, it's going to come back and haunt us.
I mean, there's times you keep the beast locked up, and then there's times you got to have an appropriate place to go visit it. But that's why I like the trail, or yep. the weightlifting, or yep. the heavy bag, or the swimming, or whatever it is you do. Just make sure you set an appointment with that thing every day.
Set an appointment.
And go talk to it.
But you got to put out a lot of aggressive effort if you're under the therapy type of
situation. It's aggressive. It's trying to tear you down. It's trying to tell you you're something you're not.
Yep.
You don't take that kindly. You don't take that sitting back. You talk back to it in appropriate
tone. Well, that is definitely good health advice. It's just emotional health. Yeah. All right, Clint. Thank you. Well, it is time to take a break. We come back with a little bit of words of wisdom. That plus more as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones. And stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring topics and guests all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Are you ready for college football? Are you ready for SEC college football? College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty, is where you need to be. This year's college football season requires two radio stations to bring you all the action from the SEC, starting Friday, August 25th at 7 p.m. on Rock 105, and our brand new home beginning Saturday, August 26th at 8 a.m. on 103.7 KISS FM. That's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones, back with my partner, Clint Powell. Thank you for all that, Clint. That was, I think, very educational and perhaps helpful to many people who are stuck in, okay, I've done this and done that, and I'm kind of treading water or maybe even sinking more. What is another option that I can empower myself with? And going back to a primal level, which it is kind of primal to exercise to that level, but if you do it appropriately, first off, you're going to get in better shape.
Right.
It's going to help every part of you, but it's going to balance that system I talked about, the parasympathetic, sympathetic. There was a guy, and I never had heard of him before, called Henri Louis Bergson. He was born in 1859 in Paris, and he's a French philosopher and Nobel Prize winner for literature in 1927. He's considered the most important representative of a philosophy. And I loved what his words were, just eloquent, as many people are who I love to read. It says, "Fortunately, some are born with spiritual immune systems that sooner or later give rejection to the illusory worldview grafted upon them from birth through social conditioning. They begin sensing early on that something is amiss, and they start looking for answers. Inner knowledge and anomalous outer experiences show them a side of reality others are oblivious to. And so begins the journey of awakening. Each step of the journey is made by following the heart instead of the crowd, and by choosing knowledge over veils of ignorance." Those are very powerful words to me, because not following the crowd is certainly my middle name most of my life.
Right.
And I think you're a free spirit yourself. Just the story you just told. Yeah. You didn't follow any societal advice that you go hit a heavy bag, but you kind of listen to your own intuition and wisdom.
Well, we have guts for a reason. Guts and intuition and all that stuff is real. And I think we the more we become connected, the less we become connected with ourselves sometimes. You know, we
you
get
so
the
true.
Phone and the TV, and
yes.
we got to have all that stuff. But
we also worship technology and worship the normal medical system, and that is not healthy, because what that says is they have the answers and you don't.
Well, we also tell people, and we said this before you came on the podcast, listen to someone to understand, not to reply. Mm-hmm. But we don't talk about how to listen to ourselves.
There you go.
I mean, I'm trained in sales on how to listen to you so mm-hmm. I can provide you with the solution. Rarely are we taught how to be patient and listen to our own voices.
That's why I'm not going to fire you. We're
Thank
going to
you.
Stay for at least five more years. We've got five
okay.
and a half behind
the
us.
The contract? Okay,
four
good.
And a half left,
good.
So we'll make it to 10.
Good.
Even though, because you know my little app that says how long I'm going to live, I've got 7 years left. I actually got 6 years left now because I had a
one
birthday.
Less, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Crunch Fitness is having an open house on September 18th at 3 p.m. I'm enjoying working out at Crunch. Brian, my good friend, and Will, we're hitting it every day. And,
good.
Of course, Big Mike and his crew is up there, which has a...
Please tell me Big Mike's big. Is he?
Big Mike is quite large.
Okay, good. Some people get nicknames, and it's like Big Mike, and it's opposite. He's, like my size or something.
He's like you're not big.
Well, I'm not Big Mike. I don't, good Lord. You better be good size if your name's Big Mike.
Yeah, he is.
Good.
All right.
I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Well, guess what? That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. We thank you for listening, and we'll be back here again next Sunday morning, 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. And it goes on the podcast platforms on the following Tuesday after it plays. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones from Nutrition World. Have a healthy, safe, and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.